Well, any announcement such as that is certainly a blow, and perhaps not totally unexpected, but nevertheless, it's another hit on Lifford and the rural areas surrounding it.
And with this news now, it leaves Lifford without a bank.
That's correct. The bank, the Ulster Bank, is there on a steady week basis at the minute, but nevertheless, it's there and it provides the facilities that banking does on that limited basis. Over 40 years ago, Lifford was served by mobile banks. Although technology was different, we're back 40 years in terms of mobile banking. And I know that there's other technology that has advanced, but not everybody's familiar or up to date with that technology, and not everybody prefers to use that. So it is, in many people's opinion, a step backwards, and certainly for Lifford, it's a step in the wrong direction.
This will be a blow, especially for the likes of elderly people who have no way of using internet banking.
You don't have to be particularly elderly to be in that position, is it? There's many people who are not familiar with internet, or now want to become familiar with internet. They have a step back from it. And, you know, this is really closing down the options.
And the closure of the Ulster Bank, it just joins a long list of closures in Lifford over the years.
Yes, we had the Bank of Ireland, which was the first, and then we had AIB, which lately left, and now we have Ulster Bank as well, and they were banks that were there. And, you know, I suppose you could be cynical and say they used the people in times when it suited the banks going past, but now they've turned their back on the people and turned their back on the area, and that's regrettable.